Aleishu Chelik Beis She Chaf Ches at the bottom. Tikkun Yesid HaOfar Mechev Oid Simcha Sheniyah. So we've mentioned this, that the perfection of this Yesid requires one to achieve another Simcha, Simcha B'mitzvois. We touched on it. HaSimcha B'chelkoi is Simcha B'kinanim Ativiyim. So Simcha B'chelkoi, which we dealt with previously, is Simcha worth natural acquisitions, what one has. Hasimcha b'mitzvos is simcha b'kinyanim elokiyim. In contrast, simcha b'mitzvos is simcha for that which is acquired in a spiritual sense. Hari kol mitzvah yinyan elokiy u'ma'ase lemala min hateva. Every mitzvah is some godly inyan. Asher al ken emar, regarding which the pasuk says in Balak, hen am kelavi yakum uch'ari yisnasa, describes Bnei Yisrael as a lion. Rashi starts the statement of Chazal. The Bnei Yisrael are described in this way, in recognition of the fact that they get up and they immediately don talis and tefillin and they daven. Every mitzvah requires one to overcome certain natures to be mighty like a lion, yan mitzvos hen lemala min hateva, because mitzvos hen lemala min hateva. The reference is the Parshas Balak in Chamishi and Rashi and the Maharal Vein Gu'ayeh. V'nei asiyas mitzvah kashetziva shem hiyira. To fulfill the mitzvah, bedikduk, as Hashem commanded, that's the aspect of yira, v'asimcha b'mitzvah hi ahava. The joy that one has in it is the aspect of ahava. Hari gam ha-mitzvah v'asimcha yitrin galfin deparchin la'ila. So here too, can apply the same of Chazal, that the mitzvah and the joy in it are like the two wings with which one rises above the kveidus aguf. Ad heichan magin agad fin ele b'frichasan le'ilan uchal ilmod b'binyan ha-mishkan. How far these wings take one in soaring upwards, one can learn from binyan ha-mishkan as follows. Al asiyaz kli ha-mishkan chozes etorah kama pa'im lechtoiv. Kashe tziva ha-shem espashe b'fashas pegudei. So regarding the construction of kli ha-mishkan, the Torah number of times repeats the phrase as Hashem commanded Moshe. Then in Parshas Pekudei, Kasher nasu kol hakelim kemitzvasam uchil chasam. When these utensils were made, were fashioned precisely as they were supposed to, hayir royim lishos alayim shechina. Then they became fit for the Shechina to dwell upon them. Ilu hayachasem mashu beribu hamizbeach v'chadomeh. Had there been something lacking in, for example, the square nature of the mizbeach, then the Mishkan would not be fitting for the Shechina to rest upon it. There was another aspect. The Mishkan was constructed out of the fact that Bnei Yisrael donated, they were motivated to give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu היה יכול לצוו אצל מתן 10 שקלים בכסף או ישווה כסף לבניין המשכן. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have told Moshe to collect from Bnei Israel, as an example, 10 shekelim of כסף, of silver or something equivalent to it לבניין המשכן, a fixed sum, כמו שציווה על מחצית השקל. Like we have such a precedent where each person, no matter how wealthy or how poor, was commanded to give מחצית השקל. That could have applied to the entire Mishkan. But it wasn't so. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu davka shiten kol ish kashi yidevenu liboy. He wanted that each person should give as his heart motivates him. Davka bin davar. Something that was up to the individual. V'davar gadol megaleh b'zeh haramban. So the Ramban reveals something profound over here. Ala pasuk in Vayakhel. Kechu meitechem tiruma al Hashem. Take a tiruma. Kol nediv liboy yevi'eha es tirumas Hashem. Now, what bothers all the Mefashim and the point that we're going to see in the Ramban is this expression, Yevi'eha Eis. It's redundant. It should have said, grammatically speaking, the phrase should say either Yavi Estu Mas Hashem or Yevi'eha. Kol Nadiv Liboy, every person motivated, Yavi Estu Mas Hashem. Must bring this Tuma or Yevi'eha without specifying. Yevi'eha Estu Mas Hashem is a redundancy. And then he carries on, Zahav v'chesef un'choishes. V'zu l'shun ha-Ramban. He is trying to explain it like all the Mefreshim try to explain this redundancy. V'al derech ha-emes, so by way of Kabbalah, the deep explanation of this pasuk, hu yevi'eha es terumas Hashem, the word es here functions k'mo im terumas Hashem. Es often functions in the sense of im, together with. So you must bring it with terumas Hashem. So what is the it now? If the Pasuk says that the motivated person must bring it with the Truma, with whatever is going to donate, so what is the it that he's bringing? Answer, Shevi HaTruma HaElyoina. We're going to see just now that that's the Shechina. He must bring the Truma HaElyoina with the physical donation that he's making. Ul Rabbi Senu Midrash, and Chazal comment on a very similar structure. Be Vatiftach Vatir'ehu Yaseyeled Shirasayim Shechina. So when Chazal speaks, when the Torah speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu being discovered in the Nile, it's the same structure than in the Pasuk, very grammatically incorrect. It should say, Vatir'eh es hayeled. She opened and she saw the child, or Vatir'ehu, because we already know it was speaking about Moshe, we are aware of that. But when it says Vatir'ehu es hayeled, there's a redundancy. So Chazal comment and Rashi cites them. It means Vatir'eh, the Shechina, with S in the sense of Im Hayeled. And therefore the often says about Ruma Iliyana, when the Ramban here speaks about Ruma Iliyana, she's Gamke Kavanas Rashchina. Therefore, Vetiye Kavanas HaPasukach, so the Pasuk according to the Ramban is Kol Nediv Liboy, each motivated person, Yavies HaShchina, he must bring the Shchina. Yachad Im Tumaso Bechesef Zahamun Choshes, together with his physical donation of whatever it is, gold, silver, and copper. Vadvarim Aflim, so now we have to ask, how and from where must the Jew bring the Shechina to the Mishkan? Answer, Inyan Amoykesh Baze, there's a further profound Inyan here. Omar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Heichan Matzinu Shekadosh Baruch Hu Nikal Liban Shel Yisrael. Where do we find that Kadosh Baruch Hu is called the heart of Israel? Min Hadeinkro, from this particular Pasuk, Tzur Levovi V'chelki Elokim Le'ilam. The Pasuk associates Kadosh Baruch Hu with Levovi. It's a midrash in Shir Shirim Rabba Perik Hey. That's the answer. Hena Shechina Shechinis Bezoch Liban Shel Yisrael. The Shechina dwells within the heart of Israel. Ka'ashe Yehudi Misoirer Biliboy Lavi Truma. So when a Jew is motivated in his heart to bring Truma, Hu Me'oreres Shechina Biliboy. He is awakening the Shechina in his heart. Uv Havioisa Truma. So when they brought the Truma, Mislava Shechina Matuma. He at the same time is bringing the Shechina with. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. This is how Bnei Israel caused the Shechina to dwell upon the Mishkan. Each one of them brought in his heart a piece of the Shechina, so to speak, to the Mishkan. Asiyas Klei HaMishkan Kasher Tziva Hashem Hi Yir'ah. So to construct the Klei HaMishkan, again, like we said above, the physical performance of the mitzvah is Yir'ah. And the Simcha in the Mitzvah is Ahava. We're saying the same thing here. Asiyas Klei HaMishkan Kasher Tziva Hashem Yir'ah. To fashion the utensil as Hashem commanded, in particular dimensions, in a particular way, that's Yir'ah. Nidvas Libo Shel Kol Avam Yisrael Hi Ahava. The motivation that the people had, that's Ahava. Val Yadei Shetehen Yachad Sha'asa Shechina B'Mishkan. The combination of the Yir'ah and Ahava, that's what brought the Shechina to the Mishkan. Ahava V'Yir'ah Shel Kol Yisrael. Again, the Ahava in the Yir'ah, Hen Trein Gadfin de Parhinela, those are the two wings that cause one to soar, Ad Lashas HaShechina Begalui B'Mishkan, because in the Mishkan it was Begalui, they saw, the Pasuk says explicitly, it was the Shechina filled the Mishkan. Harei Oid Zuk Nafayim, so you have another pair of wings, HaMitzvah V'Asimcha, it's a deeper one to the ones we described before. V'Rabbeinu Chaim Vital Mechaim, Shteis Machoiz Kedel Tekin Yisod HaFar Kfi She'in, as you saw above, he says that there are two Smachoiz in order to perfect Yisod Afar. We've seen this already. Hasimcha bechelkoi kvar merumem es adam me'al kol atzvus u'mashah simcha b'liboy. The first stage, which you said was much easier, simcha bechelkoi, already raises the individual above any sort of melancholy and places joy in his heart. Ach betzarfoi simcha la'asiyas ha-mitzvois, what we're talking about over here, when you combine that with simcha in doing the mitzvois, so nimtza kvar me'al kovet gufoi, it's already beyond the limitation of the body. Kiba Masim Elikim Weisek. The person is involved there in Masim Elikim. Vusamech Bohem. Let's join it. Uvazem Misbateles Atzlus Mikol Vakol. Thereby, he negates laziness and inertia completely. Hein Bishte Semachois Elu Biyachad. With these two Semachois together, the combination, Simcha Bechelkoi and the Simcha de Mitzvah, who metakenes Yisoid Afar Shebo Elegamri. The person manages to completely perfect Yisoid Afar. To summarize, these are two pairs of wings for the person with which to soar, in order to fulfill the pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Mem. Those who trust in Hashem renew their strength. This is, of course, the source for the bracha in the morning. Ya'alu eiver kaneshirim, these words are italicized. They will grow, they will sprout wings like eagles. That's what you're talking about over here, to develop wings. Yerutzu v'le yigal, and then you see that a person rises with this above the limitation of the yesed afar. They will run without becoming weary. Yelchu v'le yafu, and similarly walk without becoming tired. Vad revi'i. Mador meyuchad kuivas le'atzma ha'simcha b'tira. So there's a particular discussion, a distinct place here to discuss simcha b'tira. So far it's been simcha b'chelkoi, simcha b'mitzvois. Now we touch on simcha b'tira. Ha'tira imeres al atzma, the Torah testifies about itself, a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Ches, v'ohye etzloi amun, we'll ignore that part, v'ohye sha'ashim yom yom. Sha'ashim connotes delight. I was a delight to Hashem yom yom, which is an interesting word with which to describe the Torah. Mahusa shel Torah isha ashim. The essence of Torah, the way it describes itself, is a delight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishtasheh abah kiya mekashez beno leveno ramay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delights in it because it connects him and his world. Uv'yeser se'is ish lan mishtasheh abayin. Even more so, it is incumbent upon us to delight in it. Ki im ein lanu keshe im aboreiz bo. If we don't have a connection with the Creator through the Torah, lama lanu chayim? Then what's the point of life? What's the point of it? This connection between us and the Creator is formed through the Torah. Child begins learning at a young age. He's not yet capable, doesn't have the intellectual maturity, not capable to understand the depth of it. Yeah, it's enough that he should become accustomed to learning. But in order to earn much higher level, like we say in the bracha, simcha in divrei Torah, bevadai tzachim ladas mao inyan Torah v'limudah. Person has to be aware of what it is, what it means to learn Torah. People often enjoy the depth of the sugya, kasher shinim svarei yeshua, a very straight explanation, something that's logical. It's not always there. Occasionally one has this. Sometimes a person learns it and there's no straightforward and beautiful svara. In order to achieve a regular, a constant simcha in Torah, that can be achieved only by somebody who knows its essence, knows the point of it. We're not going to explain it here because we've done this in detail. In the first section of the Sefer Ma'arech HaZatera, we had many essays about this very concept. The only difference is Achsham Reichadnu LaDvarim Yislamdus LeMaaseh. Over there, we didn't speak about practical exercises. It was just to understand what it meant. V'chan HaDvarim Nogim Lon LeMaaseh. Here, we're talking about it from a practical perspective. Nislamed Eifoy Lisbonen V'chinuyus HaTera. So the exercise here is to reflect on the essence of the Torah, its indispensable nature for us, bishvileinu, b'sha'a shenu mevarchim b'rkas haTorah. And this exercise applies at the time when one recites b'rkas haTorah, b'oid pam b'ktzara k'shenu mis'yashvim l'lmoid. And once again, briefly, at the beginning of the Seder, when a person sits down to learn. That's the exercise, to reflect on its essential indispensability. Ulay ikar ha'teilus me'avidah hazayis. Perhaps the main benefit from this avidah is to extract, to pull out from the heart of those who do this, the sense, the sensation, kilo hatzvus shayechet avodas Hashem, as if melancholy is prerequisite, it's shayecht avodas Hashem. Imal chatoim, whether it's for mistakes a person made, imal kitzayat bavoda, or for one's shortcomings in avoda, that would be the to'elis. Achikarim eila inam yud'im. What they don't know is that this melancholy stems still from being immersed in Yesod HaFar and the inertia of the body. The first step in Avodah is lisremem me'al kvidus zoi, as we've explained in a number of Ve'adim now. It has to be to arise beyond, to go beyond this kvidus. In brackets, umash nimtza b'sifei musar. What one finds in Sifrei Musar, discussions about concern and regret for one's shortcomings. Those are not talking about somebody who's still under Yesoid HaAfar. Those discussions are meant for those who've gone beyond it. At that level, those concerns about one's shortcomings do not contradict the concept of simcha b'mitzvah. But I look into it. Okay, Vad Chamishi. Ad koi dibano la simcha magibira is adam me'al kibudus gufoi. So far, we discussed about simcha in its aspect of raising a person beyond the heaviest element, that of kvedus gufoi. And we discussed it in the context of simcha bechelkoi, simcha bemitzvois, simcha b'teirah. But always within this discussion of kvedus gufoi. Me'ata nikones yosef pnima l'yosef yichal simcha. From here we enter more deeply into what he calls heichal ha-simcha. Sugya aruchai zo bivarchois lamed aleph u b'shabes daf lamed. It appears in both places. The Brassa says, Ein imdin ispalel, lo imitoch atzlus, velo imitoch sechoik, velo imitoch sicha, velo imitoch galus roish, velo imitoch dvorim b'teilim. So one should not begin his davening, one should not stand up and prepare for davening from idleness or joviality or conversation or levity or anything like that, or dvarim betelim, ele mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. That's the starting point. There must be a simcha shel mitzvah leading to the tefillah. And in the other passage, we quote the pasuk, v'shibachti ani es ha-simcha. The pasuk says, a praised simcha, Shlomo Melech says. And Chazal comments, zei simcha shel mitzvah. Which simcha is praised? Simcha shel mitzvah. Elsewhere, where Shlomo Melech says, ul simcha, ma ze isa, he questions simcha, ze simcha she'ena shel mitzvah. That's a simcha which is not shel mitzvah. From which we learn, lamedcha, she'ena shechina she'ole mitoch atzvus, the same type of thing. Shechina does not rest. It's parallel to Ein Omdin Lispalel. The Shechina does not rest, lo mitoch atzvus, anywhere with his melancholy, lo mitoch atzvus, or laziness, lo mitoch sechoik, lo mitoch kalus reish, forms of joviality, ולא מתוך שיחה ולא מתוך דברים מתעלים, or idle conversation, אלא מתוך שמחה של מצווה שנאמר, הפסוק says about אלישע הנביא, ואתה כחו לי מנגן. He asked for a musician. היה כנגן המנגן, ותהיה לו יד השם. And as the music came, so too he regained his spirit of השם. אומר רבי יהודה וכן לדבר הלכה. הרי השראה שכינה, we see that with אלישע, תוירה ותפילה, שלוש מעלויס אליונויס, these are three supreme levels, ולכולן זכים רק על ידי שמחה. חזל said explicitly here, you don't go into this, תפילה או תורה או שכינה, except from שמחה של מצווה. אומן, we began, right at the beginning of these ועדים, when we defined שמחה, we said שבכל מקום שיש הסאחדוס, יש שמחה. We defined the essence of שמחה as a joining, a bonding, a fusing. When you spoke about various things, Shemayim Ma'oretz, we spoke about the rain, it was always a concept of a bonding and a joining and a fusion. Here too, but tefillah ha'adam miskashe im boroi. Ideally, tefillah is a situation where a person is bonding with his creator. But tira ha'adam misached im ratzonei zbor. In tira, the person fuses with Hashem's will. Uva nevuah shira alav shira mamash. In nevuah mamash, the divine spirit sits upon him, it rests upon him. Nekudas amutza shel shloishtam, in all of these three, tefillah, tirah, nevuah, the departure point is simcha shel mitzvah, like these sugyei say. Shehi hi nekudas yisachatus, because as we said, simcha, the definition of it is joining, bonding. So it starts with simcha shel mitzvah. Al hasemech geula lisfilah, regarding the person who goes directly from Birkas geula into the Amida, אמרו שבן עולם הבא. חזל say such a person is בן עולם הבא. כל הסמך גאולה לספילה. רשי כוסב שם, in ברכויס, דף ד', ואמרינן בברכויס ירושלמי. רשי כוסב ברכויס in תלמוד ירושלמי. מי שאינו יסמך גאולה לספילה. If a person doesn't do that, if he fails to go directly from ברכס גאולה into תפילה, למה הוא דומה? We compare to the following. לאו יהבוי של מלך, שבא ודופק על פסחוי של מלך. King's friend who was knocking at the door, Yatza ha-melech, u-metzo shifli. So the melech comes out, he opens the door, but he finds that the friend has left. of Wiflix, so he too leaves. That's not the ideal. Elohi Adam mekarev l'kadosh baruch hu elav. Rather, a person should draw HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him, umratzeu besu shvachos vekilusin sheyetzias Mitzrayim, and please him by citing the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, v'umiskarev elav. And that causes him to come near. And then, when the two are close, then he can daven. He can ask for his needs. Says the author, "Berikas haGeulah Adam mash mekareves haKadosh Baruch Hu elav." Berikas haGeulah, which deals with Yetzias Mitzrayim, the person draws haKadosh Baruch Hu near. Uveumroi, when we concluded, Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael, who is Barach Oimed Aledoi, haKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. That's the point of departure for the Amida. Regarding this concept of tefillah that emerges from simcha shel mitzvah, Rashi explains kegon divrei tanchumin shel tera, kegon semoch geulas mitzrayim, oy semoch letehilat David, v'chulei. To explain it, harei hisbonenus b'yetzias mitzrayim me'orer simcha. When a person reflects on yetzias mitzrayim, that stimulates simcha. והיא מקרבת את הקדוש ברוך הוא לאדם, as we said above, it draws הקדוש ברוך הוא near, ובזה הוא ניגש לתפילה. That's how he approaches his עמידה. הרי דווקא בברכת הגאולה, we see that specifically there, בברכת הגאולה יש לעורר שמחה ביציאת מצרים, we have to use that, it's a stimulus to joy in יציאת מצרים, ובמידוסיו יסברך שיסגלו שם, the midos of Hashem that were revealed, they could go in Ram ונישא, these are of course phrases from the ברכת הגאולה. Ram v'nisa, gadoil v'nira, mashpil ge'imo, gbe'a shifanim, v'chulei. And then, mamash before the Amidah, Tzur Yisrael, Koma be'ezah Yisrael, uvdechi nemecha, Yudav Yisrael, beket hazeh mazkirim chamesh pamim b'shem Yisrael. It's obvious that Chazal just wanted to emphasize it again and again. It's five times. Tzur Yisrael, Koma be'ezah Yisrael, uvdechi nemecha, Yudav Yisrael, over and over. Le'azkir chibas HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Klal Yisrael, we are emphasizing over here the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael, Shu Yisbarach Oyhev le'azkir Shiman. He loves mentioning their name. This is based on Rashi. He says here, look at Rashi in Bahalo Yischa, in Sheni, ala pasuk ve'etenai l'Yisrael le'vi'im. When the Avodah was taken from Bnei Yisrael, given to the Levi'im, we have a pasuk there that mentions Bnei Yisrael five times in order to indicate that Hashem still loves Bnei Yisrael. And based on that, Chazal composed this Tzur Yisrael. So when we remember the chibah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael, that stimulates one towards simcha. Uma gedola v'nira'a peula shel simcha. See the effect, the awesome effect of simcha. She mekareves es HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamash el adam. It draws HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the person. V'inei matzanu kan makom listem. See here, we find a place for exercise. We find something practical to do over here. Kesh'anumim b'rikas ha'geula mimitzayim ge'altonu ad sif ha'verecha. When we do Birkas HaGeulah, and we go from this phase, Mimitzayim Galtonu, all the way to the end, all these mentionings of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Hashem's Midois, Ubevadagam Islamdus Zoi, certainly even this exercise, Eina Ela Tizkores Ketana, it's just a small reminder, Beremimus HaSimcha V'Echach HaGadol HaGeileh, regarding the exalted nature of Simcha and the imperative to reach it. Adkan.